It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. You might be thinking, who's that stranger? Weird week last week. Had the Cubs in the Eastern time zone against the Reds. That was 5:05 pregames, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We had a lot of fun. Or that was Monday, Tuesday. Then we had a lot of fun on Wednesday with the Cyclone tailgate tour downtown Waterloo at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex. And then I was off on Friday. Took a three-day weekend and made it into a four-day weekend. And back. Batteries recharged. What a beautiful weekend it was. I hope it was as outstanding for all of you as it was for me. And I hope your Monday, excuse me, that's the best. Isn't that not the best mistake ever to make? Is when you come back, whether it be like the Memorial Day or Labor Day holiday on Monday, and then you come back and you keep calling Tuesday Monday. It's like the best mistake you can make. And I just did it. And you know what? It brought a smile to my face because, look, tomorrow's Wednesday. So we got a lot we got to get to on the program today to make up for what we didn't get to last week and cram, you know, 5 days worth of what we usually get into only 4 days worth. So looking forward to the show today, however you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Make sure and follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Just type in 102.3 1650 The Fan and hammer that like button. At the all-new website is where you can get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of great local and statewide sports content. There's also local news there as well. So bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments, anything from the weekend, anything looking ahead. And we'll talk a lot today on the show about something that's looking ahead. Not too far, though. Less than 24 hours away. Details in just a moment. 319-277-1918 is the number. 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. And what we're going to talk a lot about today on the show is the deadline for NCAA college men's basketball players to either stay in the draft, stay turned pro, or withdraw their name from the draft and return to college basketball is tomorrow night, June 1st, Wednesday, June 1st, 10:59 p.m. Central Time. That is the deadline. And there are two big, big names here in our lovely state of Iowa to keep a close eye on. As it relates here in the Cedar Valley, close to home, former Cedar Falls Tiger standout, UNI Panther, A.J. Green. I have some exclusive information that A.J., it sure seems that A.J., from what I understand, on some information I was able to come across that he will not make his decision until after I have gone off the air tomorrow night. So that would be after 6 o'clock. And I'm hoping to be able to speak with AJ soon after he makes his decision public and to be able to relate or relay even more thoughts of his that we, you know, have come to expect that these guys in these instances will put up their social media post a lot of times like an infographic and, you know, I don't know, not quite 100 words or so in there, just a short message that gets relayed. And having covered AJ's entire UNI men's basketball career, looking forward to an opportunity tomorrow evening, it seems, to catch up with him and allow him to expand on the decision that he will ultimately make. So you can look forward to that tomorrow evening, hoping to be able to get that in print for my job number dose at the Cedar Rapids Gazette. But that'll be that could be a close one. Nonetheless, that's why you got to bookmark the gazette.com if I can get it spit out here as well. So that's what I can tell you as far as AJ is concerned. The folks out there that are, you know, doing the crystal balls and think they know something through 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, I would just say this. I've said it before on the show. AJ's got a pretty tight circle. Not much gets out at all unless he wants it to get out. And I, for what it's worth for me, I would say that the clubhouse favorite would be AJ transferring to Iowa State. I would say in a close second and a close third, I would maybe go, I don't even know if you could go 1, 2, and 3. Maybe it's 1, Iowa State, 2A stays pro, 2B goes to Duke. But I think it's all really close. And the fact that he's taking it down to the wire, I think, is indicative of that. So, you know, be careful what you read out there. I know we got a lot of Iowa State fans that listen, and rightfully so. And there's been a lot out there to indicate that that, like I just said, is the presumptive favorite. But, you know, we don't know until we'll know. And that's just the way it's going to go with this one. I'd be surprised if the decision leaks tomorrow before AJ does make the announcement himself on social media. So AJ, I know for anybody who's looking to be in tune to it, is on Instagram. I think it's AJ Green 4. And then I know he's got a Facebook account as well. But AJ is not on Twitter to my understanding. So the UNI men's basketball account at UNIMBB perhaps might relay the decision he makes. No guarantees on that. So I think if you want to be connected with AJ on social media, Instagram's going to be your best bet for that. And then, of course, Chris Murray, the Iowa Hawkeye, the twin brother to Keegan, who's expected to be a top 10 pick, if not a top 5 pick, in the NBA draft lottery. Chris Murray getting a lot of second round grades, and he's taking it down to the wire as well. So we will talk about both of these young men today on the show. We'll talk about AJ in the third segment with Kevin Lehman, college basketball television analyst who's covered so much of AJ's career. And in the next segment of today's show, we'll talk about Chris Murray with our guy David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com. You follow him on Twitter at David Eicholt. Follow Coach Lehman on Twitter at K Lehman Sports. That's LEHMAN Sports. So a lot of hoop talk today. And that's the way it goes in the summer days is, you know, one day you're talking football. Next thing you know, you're talking a bunch of hoop. Next thing you know, it's baseball, softball. That's why you got to make sure that you show up every day at 5. Never know what we might be getting into. But big stuff to talk about today as it relates to college men's basketball. Who'd have thought on May 31st? But that's where we're at right now. And area sports news and scores coming up here in just a moment. After we're done talking with Coach Lehman in the third segment, that's when we get you the final timeout with an NFL Network update and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Before we talk to Coach Lehman, after we're done with David Eicholt, we get the timeout at the bottom of the hour. That's when you hear from Todd Kim and Radio Iowa Sports. And then, of course, in our first timeout, We bring you a CBS Sports Flash and a VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday from Megan Mulford. All right, boys and girls, that is the agenda. Let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores. Cedar Falls junior golfer Max Choa won the Westbrook Coffey Junior Championship held in Hot Springs, Arkansas over the weekend. The tournament is sanctioned by the American Junior Golf Association and is for boys ages 12 to 19. Choa led wire to wire. He shot a three-round total of 207, finished 9-under, 4 strokes ahead of the second-place golfer. Choa was the Mississippi Valley Conference Golfer of the Year last season and was a key member on the Cedar Falls 4A state champion team. The girls' state soccer tournament got underway this morning in Des Moines at County Stadium. A pair of area schools were in action in 1A. 6-seed Underwood surprised 3-seed Dyke New Hartford 4-2. The Wolverines fell behind 3-0 in the second half, but rallied to cut the lead to 3-2 with 5 minutes to play. Dyke New Hartford, which was making its first ever appearance at state, ends the season 16-2 overall. In 2A, 2-seed Waverly Shellrock defeated 7-seed North Scott 3-1. The Gohawks scored the game's first two goals and advanced to the semifinals, where they will take on 3-seed Norwalk on Thursday at 12:45. The latest Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings are out. Area schools in the polls in 4A, Cedar Falls is 8th. In 3A, Independence is also 8th. In 2A, Jessup is 2nd. And in 1A, Don Bosco is 5th. Today in Metro Baseball doubleheaders, Cedar Falls is at home against Waterloo West. Waterloo East hosts Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Waterloo Columbus is at Applington Parkersburg. In softball doubleheaders, Cedar Falls travels to Western Dubuque. Waterloo West is at Dubuque Senior. Waterloo East on the road at Dubuque Hempstead, and Columbus also visiting AP. A pair of Metro girls tennis teams are competing tomorrow in the state team tournament. In 2A, Cedar Falls will take on West Des Moines Dowling in the semifinals at Waukee Northwest High School. And in the 1A semifinals at the Waveland Tennis Complex in Des Moines, Waterloo Columbus will face Spirit Lake Okoboji. Both matches begin tomorrow morning at 8. The finals and third place matches will follow the semifinals. Waterloo West has hired a new head wrestling coach. Brad Maas, who had been the coach at New Hampton, will now take over the Wahawks program. He's a native of Minnesota, graduated from Minnesota State in 2017, and was a four-time letter winner in wrestling there. He was also an assistant coach at Southwest Minnesota State for 2 years. His twin brother, Kurt, was a wrestler at UNI. Yesterday, the selection committee announced the field of 64 for the 2022 NCAA Division I baseball tournament, and the Iowa Hawkeyes, who were on the bubble, did not earn an at-large bid. The Hawkeyes' season came to a close as they lost to eventual Big Ten tournament champion Michigan in the semifinals on Sunday. The Hawkeyes finished their season with a record of 36-19. They have not made the NCAA tournament since 2017. And the Waterloo Bucks opened up their 2022 Northwoods League season at home, losing to St. Cloud 8-4 yesterday. Rocks got 15 hits off 4 Bucks pitchers. St. Cloud did most of their damage in the third inning when they got 5 runs. They continue the series tonight at Riverfront Stadium at 6:35. Finally, UNI has agreed to a 2-year contract extension with women's head soccer coach Bruce Erickson that will go through the 2024 season. Erickson has been with the Panthers since February of 2017, and he will be headed into his 6th season. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we could talk about Chris Murray. Is he coming back to Iowa? Is he going to stay in the NBA draft, maybe get taken in the second round? David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com lays it all out for us next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
CBS Sports Flash.
That's another 2 days before the NBA Finals begins. Perloff Sixers are home despite the efforts of Joel Embiid, who underwent surgery today on his right thumb, as well as his index finger on his left hand. He is expected to be okay for training camp. The Western Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs open tonight. The Oilers and Avalanche face off in Denver. The matchup features two of the game's biggest stars in Connor McDavid and Colorado's Nathan MacKinnon. The latter didn't bite on that story angle, refusing to go there, but McDavid has the utmost respect for his counterpart.
There's a lot to like, obviously. You know, he skates real well. He's strong. You know, plays the game at top speed all the time, and he makes it tough to defend.
McDavid was the number one pick in the draft in 2015. MacKinnon, the top pick overall in 2013. The Eastern Conference Finals will begin tomorrow in New York between the Rangers and two-time defending champion Lightning. Game one of two today in Detroit. Minnesota defeats the Tigers by a score of 8-2. Gary Sanchez with a sixth home run of the season in the win. I'm Rich Eckerman.
This is Zach Gelb. Hot topics, great guests, and you on the phone to talk sports. Weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio.
Coverage of Cubs baseball begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
Want hassle-free health plans for your small business? Get flexible plans that fit you and your employees' needs. Call your authorized Wellmark representative, Jim Langle, with the Brummel Madsen Insurance Agency in Cedar Falls at 266-2644 to find out more today. Jim Langle is a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa. To be eligible, you must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not affiliated with any government agency.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
We hear it everywhere. It's hard to get a new product in almost every industry. I'm Chris Fink with Tubbs R Us, and I have some great news. We have new QCA spas in a variety of colors and styles in stock right now. At Tubbs R Us, you'll get free delivery, plus the lid, lifter, and chemicals you need to enjoy your spa. Stop in today, and you could be relaxing in your new QCA spa right away. We're Tubbs R Us on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls Avenue in Waterloo.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSiN.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Lucas Giolito on the mound with the White Sox today. He's 3-1, a 2.63 ERA. The White Sox, $1.53 underdog at Toronto. Blue Jays laying $1.68 at Rogers Center, where the total is 7.5, shaded to the over. Chicago Cubs at home with the Milwaukee Brewers today at Wrigley Field. Justin Steele, 1-5, a 5.40 ERA.
40 seconds.
He's on the hill with the Cubs today, $1.21 underdog. Eric Lauer for the Brewers, 5-1, 2.31 earn run average. Brewers laying $1.31 as the favorite. They have won three consecutive games. For more, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 52. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 50. Mid-70s Thursday and Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 80.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the show, who would have thought that we'd be talking college hoops almost wall-to-wall today on the show? It's May 31st, but a very big deadline coming up tomorrow as it relates to a pair, as I was saying before, a pair of in-state top-shelf college prospects, that being A.J. Green from UNI and Chris Murray from Iowa. Keegan, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, Keegan Murray is in the draft. He's going to be selected, very likely top 10, maybe top 5, and the NBA has done its draft lottery, so that kind of brings a little bit more clarity to that. But Chris Murray, There's been some scouts out there, some evaluators that really like his game, and he's taking this down to the wire, just like A.J. Green. So we bring in David Eichholt of HawkeyeInsider.com. David, it's been a minute. How you been, man?
Hey, Cole. Things have been going well. Appreciate you having me back on the show. It's been a little bit of traveling, but, you know, it's been pretty good. It's nice to actually see the sun again after what feels like 40 straight days of clouds. But, you know, we'll see. I'm happy the news because that makes my job a whole lot more fun in the summer.
Hey, I tell you what, David, we're
waiting 3 months for some crazy stuff to happen.
I tell you what, David, we're having some issue with the connection. Let me take a quick timeout. I'll reconnect with you, and we'll pick this thing right back up. We'll be right back. David Eichholt, we'll get a better connection here with David. HawkeyeInsider.com, we're talking Chris Murray's big decision on whether or not to go pro or come back to Iowa. So we'll get Radio Iowa Sports in early, and then we'll come back and reconnect with David on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Keel.
High, stoned, wasted, or drunk. No matter the term, impaired driving is illegal and deadly, no matter what you call it. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
The girls' state soccer tournament opened in Des Moines today with the quarterfinal round in 1A and the top-ranked team advanced. Number one Davenport Assumption got an early goal and made it stand up in a 1-0 win over Center Point Urbana. Second-ranked Des Moines Christian also advanced with a 3-1 victory over Van Meter. In the 2A quarterfinals, it's top-ranked Dallas Center Grimes over North Polk, 5-0. Baseball, there's one final in from the Midwest League from this afternoon. Cedar Rapids opened a series in Lansing with a 6-1 loss. The Lugnuts took the lead with a 4-run bottom of the fifth. Tonight, the Quad Cities host Beloit. And in the International League, the Iowa Cubs look to snap a 4-game losing skid when they open a series at home against St. Paul. This is Radio Iowa.
Look at that view. Too bad it can't compete with you.
You're my little sunset.
On land, parents snuggling with one another is described by the kids as so gross. Aww. Ugh, and guys, please.
He's not bad.
However, on a boat, it's kind of sweet and, aw, cute. That's why it's crucial the family saved by bundling their boat insurance with Geico. Savings means more gas money and boating out on the water. The place where a canoodling parental couple is, aw, cute.
I love you more.
Geico for your boat. Bundle and save even more.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
All right, we've reconnected with one David Eichholt of HawkeyeInsider.com. And David, to get to the topic of the day in Hawkeye land, by all means, football usually can find a way to dominate throughout the summer, but Chris Murray's decision on whether or not to stay pro, what can you tell us? Is there any indication here as this deadline draws nearer and nearer that Chris Murray is leaning one way or another on staying pro or returning to Iowa?
Yeah, Cole, first of all, thanks for having me back. Always good to catch up with you. But yeah, Chris Murray, this decision's going to come down the wire. Obviously, we're going to get some news tomorrow night. And I think this decision's going to be a lot closer than what people think. As you mentioned, there's a lot of scouts that really like Chris Murray. Chris Murray's playing his most confident basketball of his career. He's shot really well in workouts. He's performing well against NBA talent and G League level talent. And I think we could see a very similar jump if Chris decides to return to Iowa that Keegan made. It will be interesting, though, because nobody expected Luka Garza to do what he did. Nobody expected Keegan Murray to do what he did. And this will be the first time, again, if Chris Murray returns to Iowa, that there's some expectations that he can take that level of a jump. But, again, this is going to come down to the wire. I've spoken with several sources around the Murray family and around the NBA. There's many believe that if Chris does come back to Iowa, he can play his way into a lottery pick or a top 20 pick next season if he averages 19, 20 points or so, 7.5 rebounds, maybe a blocker and a steal, and showcases some of the stuff that made Keegan so special last season. So it really will come down the wire. Again, I think it only takes one team, Cole, to take a flyer and to give him a guarantee and say, hey, you know what? We'd love to put you in our draft and stash system and just have you affiliate with our G League team. Just so they can put him in the system and believe that they can develop him faster than if he were to return to Iowa. So I do think Chris comes back to Iowa next season. But again, this is going to come down the wire, and that's more so based on a gut feel. And again, the Murray family betting on themselves, which I think they've done their whole career. And if Chris comes back, I really think he can play his way into some major money next season.
Yeah, if he's going to be able to come back and produce, you know, not even at but near the level that his brother did this past season, I'd like to think you're right on the money there with him being a top 20 pick in the first round next season. When it comes, though, David, to what the best case scenario could be for Chris staying pro, we've touched on already, second round pick, could be an early second round pick. But is it perhaps he's waiting for the call from an organization to say, we would offer you a two-way contract, or we have this guarantee that we could offer you as it relates to the money paid out to you? What as it relates under the umbrella of guarantees do you think could sway Chris Murray to stay pro?
You know, I think that's an interesting question, Cole. I will say I don't think a guarantee is going to be enough to keep Chris in the draft. And what I mean by that is, yes, it's a great thing if an NBA gives you team gives you a guarantee and they want to work you, like I said, work you in the system, give you a two-way contract. But again, I think that this is going to be more than just a guarantee decision. It's going to have to be about the fit. Is Chris Murray going to be able to fit with that team? How big of a role can he gain quickly in that organization? Do they have the tools to allow him to succeed as the coaching staff? I mean, it's going to be all about a culture fit as well as a game fit for him as well. And I know how weird that sounds when we're talking about, you know, 6'8", 6'9" guy that can shoot, you know, I think 40%+ from three-point range, be athletic, rebound the ball at a high level, and do some different things. But again, I do think it's going to depend on the system. So I don't think a second-round guarantee will be enough. I think if he's an early second-round pick and they give him a guarantee, I think that'll be something. I think if somebody gives him a late first-round guarantee, I think that would be enough to sway him. But I think, you know, if you're talking about like a 50th first pick or a 55th pick and say, hey, we're going to guarantee you a two-way deal, we're going to draft you the 55th pick in the draft, I really don't think that that's going to be worth it for Chris to stay in the draft. I really think at that point he'll say, you know what, I appreciate the offer, let's stay in touch, but I want to go back and make my way into a lottery pick next season, and especially to go back to Iowa and be the man. Because, again, I think there's a special relationship between the Murray family and Iowa, and as cliche as it sounds, I do think it goes a little bit deeper than a basketball level.
David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Make sure and follow him on Twitter, at David Eicholt, and bookmark the website. Subscribe at HawkeyeInsider.com. How about Chris's brother, Keegan, who is by all means a surefire top 10 pick? The NBA has held its draft lottery. We know the order of teams now in that first round, David. What was the biggest takeaway for you post-NBA draft lottery for Keegan Murray?
I think that, Cole, I think he's not going to be able to split below six. I think the Trailblazers love him at number seven, but I think if you look at the opportunity for him right now, I mean, there's several teams, I think, that are intrigued, and people I've talked in NBA circles. I mean, and I this is not going to happen, but I'm going to mention it to you, and I don't think I've ever mentioned this on air, so here's some exclusive information for you. I know Oklahoma City really likes Keegan Murray, but I don't think they're going to put him at number two because I don't know how they pass up Chet Holmgren, assuming Jabari Smith goes number one. Mm-hmm. But I do know that the Thunder are intrigued by Keegan's talent. I think he would fit very well with that system, and as a Thunder fan, I'm hoping that happens. I don't think he'll go number three of the Rockets. I do think that the Sacramento Kings are going to be incredibly intrigued, and I'm just praying that that does not happen because we've seen what happens with, you know, players when they go to Sacramento. It ruins careers. But I do think with Davion Mitchell and some of the other guys they have there, I think Keegan would flourish in that system. I think they feel the same way. But I think if there's the most likely pick right now, Cole, I think Keegan Murray is going to go number five overall to the Detroit Pistons and reunite Luke Garza. So I think you know, while the Bulls, I think, might be Iowa's team, I think Detroit Pistons might be making a run at that. If they draft Keegan to pair along with Luka Garza, but him and Kate Cunningham, I think, would be phenomenal. But I will say, I don't see Keegan going below number six, because I can't see a scenario where the Pacers end up passing on, because I think if you pair Tyrese Halliburton with Keegan Murray, that is a fun, fun young core to watch going forward. I think that would definitely provide Indiana fans a nice boost. And again, I think just the state of Iowa would absolutely love to see the two former rivals team up at the next level.
It is a little unsettling that the Indiana Pacers seem to be making good moves as a Bulls fan. I thought their trade for Halliburton was really good, and if they get Murray, man, they could really be on to something at that point. And I thought that maybe you'd say that with the way that lottery shook out, six or seven, you don't see Keegan getting past. So that young man's set to make some money. As the kids would say, he is finna get the bag, David Eicholt. Yeah. And, hey, real quick, couple minutes we got left here with David. Let's touch on Charlie Jones, the outstanding kick returner, punt returner for Iowa football, good wide receiver as well, solid production across the board, all-purpose-wise for the Hawkeyes. And he transfers, and, David, you're in the foxhole. And, I mean, I got to say, for me, where I sit, that really surprised me. You can't say that any of these transfers shock you anymore, but that one really surprised me. Is it an NIL thing? I mean, what's behind the scenes of Charlie Jones maybe going to another Big Ten school too, I'm hearing?
Yeah, Cole, I think we could spend an entire segment on this thing. I'll tell you, I know this really, you weren't the only one shocked by this. I was shocked by it. 4 months ago, Charlie Jones said he was going to return to Iowa, and he said, see you in Kennett. And he went through spring ball, you know, did interviews with us, was great. And then obviously into the transfer portal, as you mentioned. Cole, I can tell you firsthand through speaking with various sources that this was not only a shock to the media and fans, this was a shock to his teammates and some coaches. I mean, this was a move totally, quote, and I quote, totally out of left field. No, I mean, maybe a few people did, but for the majority, nobody did. And immediately, once that happened, to reach out to several people. Aiden O'Connell, the really, really solid Purdue quarterback, I think really came on strong at the end of the season. And Charlie Jones played together. When they were kids, they're lifelong friends. So I do think Purdue's in the driver's seat to land him. I don't think it's a done deal. Will I be shocked if he's not there? Yes, Notre Dame and others are also in the picture. But, man, I'll tell you what, I don't think Jeff Fromm and Kirk Ferentz will be having dinner anytime soon. And it's sort of amazing to me, Cole, that, you know, for as good as Purdue's wideouts have been, as bad as Iowa's produced in the passing game, Purdue's rating Iowa's wide receiver room with Tyrone Tracy and Charlie Jones. But, you know, I think to give some more context to this really quickly, Cole, is when you think about Iowa receivers, who are you thinking about? You're thinking of Sam LaPorta, you're thinking of Keegan Johnson, you're thinking of Arlen Bruce, thinking of Nico Reganey, and then you get to Charlie Jones. I don't think Charlie Jones wants that. Charlie Jones wants to be among the first one or two or three names. He was not going to get that Iowa because he was such a return into account. And again, if he does go to Purdue, remember, Milton Wright, who is projected to be the number one receiver for Maryland next season, is ruled academically ineligible and is no longer on the team. The spot has opened up over the past couple of weeks, which maybe is when Charlie began to think, maybe I should go to the University of Purdue. So, again, I think this has moved totally out of left field. I think it's good for Charlie's pro career.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy the NIL deal because I don't see how he's going to be more NIL worthy than staying at University of Iowa, given all of his accolades, and the fan base, I think, has totally embraced him.
Interesting stuff, to say the least. David, thanks so much for your time, man, and we'll catch up again soon.
Hey, Cole, I appreciate you, buddy. Take care.
Appreciate you, too. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, kind enough to join us today on the show. Follow him on Twitter, at David Eicholt. All right, let's take this time out. We're going to keep the hoop conversation going. We had time for a little bit of Hawkeye football talk there at the end with David, and that is a very interesting scenario with Charlie Jones, the special teams maestro and wide receiver for the Hawkeyes, potentially ending up at another Big Ten school and shocking everybody, as David said, a shock for his teammates and coaches that he did end up in the transfer portal. But we'll go back to talking hoops next. College basketball TV analyst Kevin Lehman on the other side. We got to break this down for tomorrow's aforementioned deadline. Stay pro, return to college ball. AJ Green has a decision to make, and from what I understand, he'll make it tomorrow night, sometime after 6 o'clock. So we'll see what the coach has to say about it next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
When your child is in crisis mode, your whole family springs into action. But what if that emergency is beyond your ability to solve all on your own? That's when you need someone trained in family crisis management, someone who cares, someone who won't judge. Hello, I am Natalie Clapp of Families First Counseling Services, and no matter the cause, our therapists and behavioral health specialists of Families First Counseling Services will join you and your family to help find the solutions. We can meet with you virtually through telehealth, or you can come to our office, whichever you prefer. We'll support you to get to the other side of this. Families First Counseling Services of Iowa is dedicated to the process of partnering with families today to help foster growth and success tomorrow. Visit us online at families-first.net, and remember, Families First cares.
Serving over 40 counties, their family care coordinators help entire families deal with the daily stress of life. Families First Counseling Services in Waterloo.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through June 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're talking, I'm not hearing you.
At National Brake Center, we don't just do brakes. We offer complete expert car care.
Let us create a game plan for you at discount prices in order to maximize your investment.
I'm Mike
Weisman. Looks like you're muted.
And I'm David Brookman.
You can trust us to deliver expertise on your brake jobs, suspension, tires, tune-ups, and much more at discount prices.
Come visit us at National Brake Center next to Liberty Car Company, 407 East Mullen in Waterloo.
Are you ready to be amazed?
Book online today at nationalbrakecenter.com.
Or call 235-6300.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Folding Shorts. Yeah. Gold stats on it's TP Goals. Yeah. Charmin's got six rows in one. Lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. And maybe you saw this online at 1650thefan.com or on our Facebook or Twitter account. But this week, right here on The Fan and on Cole and Company, we're happy to give you, the listener, a chance to win free brakes for your car, truck, or SUV. All you got to do, listen here to Cole & Company between 5 and 6 every day the rest of this week, and I will give out each day's keyword. You can go to the website, 1650thefan.com, look for the National Brake Center post on the homepage, National Brake Center of Waterloo. Happy to present this, and just enter the information, and we'll announce the winner next Monday here on the show. Today's keyword: if you want some free brakes for your car, truck, or SUV, today's keyword is Cubs, C-U-B-S, Cubs. Go to the website, 1650thefan.com, find the post, enter the keyword, and you'll have a chance to win free brakes courtesy of National Brake Center in Waterloo. All right, welcome back. A Tuesday edition of the show rolls on, and the coach, Kevin Lehman, joins us, and I imagine that Coach Lehman might have a thing or two as it relates to tomorrow's big deadline, whether it be A.J. Green or Chris Murray. We'll make sure and ask about both. But, Coach Lehman, how the heck you been? It's been a little while.
It has, Cole. I hope you're having a good summer. It's been a little cold and rainy, but I think June's going to be a good month for both of us.
You get all those apartments taken care of. Those college kids, they're usually pretty easy on them, right?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because I'm cleaning up a yard as we speak.
10 or 15 minutes. I'd like to go play a little golf, but I don't think it's going to happen today.
Well, I tell you what, next time you're up here, we can go play golf. I got the hookup, Pheasant Ridge. We'll play some golf. How's that sound?
Hey, you the man. You the man. Okay. I'm going to get on that one.
We'll make it happen. Okay. So it's this has become an even bigger and bigger day, it seems like, as the years have gone by in college basketball, where guys enter the draft, they don't sign an agent, and then they got to come back out, you know, or stay in at a certain date. That's tomorrow night, 10:59 Central Time. A.J. Green, Chris Murray got to make their decisions. Let's start with A.J. Green. Coach, just to kind of just give you the floor, what do you think of, you know, given everything that you've heard, which is a lot of similar things to what anybody else has, given how, you know, kind of tight to the vest AJ's always been about this, or, you know, anything else for that matter throughout his college basketball career. What do you make of what's in front of AJ? Iowa State, Duke, maybe UNI, and staying pro.
Well, Cole, I wish I was 22 years old and had all the options that AJ Green has at his fingertips. I mean, yeah, I think it's a great thing for these young kids. As fans, we don't like it, but they certainly have opportunities that they didn't have years ago. And I don't have any insight on AJ Green more than what we're hearing, but you know, he's going to turn 23 this fall. And we know in the NBA circles, once you get, you know, 19, 20, 21, you're starting to consider being an old man. I don't see his name on any of the mock drafts, first or second round. So I don't know what's going to happen, if he's going to keep his name in the draft or if you're going to see him stay at UNI, which I think we'd all like to see, two-time Valley Player of the Year, chance to be the third, or we're hearing a lot of rumors about Iowa State, some rumors about Duke. But did you see Duke's recruiting class, Cole?
Yeah.
Up in the country, and they're bringing in some shooters too, some combo guards and some combo wings. So I think that cupboard is really loaded. Because here's a concern I have for the guys like Antonio Reeves and Isaiah Mosley, AJ Green, guys are used to shooting 18, 20 times a game. You're going to be getting maybe, what, 7 or 8 shots at that next level? It's a little different deal when you're a volume shooter.
And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Duke's recruiting class. I think that that's probably what's been a part of many things that's had AJ hold this decision off. I think more so than anything, it's the fact that he's, you know, he continues to get NBA workouts. He's worked out with the Pacers yesterday, or today he's working out with the Pacers. I want to say his workout totals give or take around 7 different teams. But when it comes to, returning to college basketball, as good as AJ is, and he's a great player, there are great players everywhere on that Duke roster, and it could just simply be bad luck. Say you don't shoot well the first 5 weeks of the season. Next thing you know, you could quickly find your way out of the rotation. That won't be the case at Iowa State or UNI, but on the other hand, I don't know how much he polishes up his professional resume at Iowa State, Coach Lehman, in terms of playing a role similar to what he would play as a professional.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you're going to play against day in and day out higher level of competition in the Big 12 than he's seen in the Valley. But you know, I always go back to Joseph Yesufu, who left Drake and went to Kansas, and we kind of said, hey, you know, he went there, he's not playing. But then I'm watching the national championship game. The kid's hand, he's holding on to the national championship trophy. Something he's going to tell his grandkids, so maybe Joseph Yesufu took the trail that he really wanted, even though he didn't play much. So a lot of options going on here. I think what you want to do in your heart, you want to be, you know, a guy who scores a lot of points, player of the year in your league. You want to play for a nationally recognized program. You want to play for money professionally. So, like I said, isn't it great to be 22 and have those types of options at your disposal?
Well, of course it would, and then the cherry on top now is with all this NIL stuff going on. I had AJ on the show a little over a month ago, back in April, Coach, and among the questions that I asked him was, well, do you think that if you got an NIL deal and some money came your way to return to college, wherever that might be, to play, who to play for, that that could sway your decision making process. And coach, it was probably one of the longest live on air pauses that I've ever had on this show. And I think credit to AJ, he's just so focused on basketball, you know, that maybe he genuinely has not thought, you know, okay, well, if I go pro, I'd make about this much playing in the G League. But, you know, if I end up at Duke, maybe I'd get this much. Or if I end up at Iowa State, maybe I'd end up making this much. As many options as he has, we can't discount that part of it too now.
I don't know if the amount of money he's going to make off name, image, and likeness is a factor, because, you know, we've been around this kid. He is about basketball.
Yeah.
How good can he be? What level? You know, obviously his parents are fairly well off, so he doesn't need to make money for the family to help them out. So I don't think that's an issue with him. I think it's, you know, how good a basketball player can he be, and where's the best track to get in there? Is he going to be playing for the Panthers? Getting a lot of shots, being player of the year, again, defending that. Is it going to Iowa State? We're going to have to really guard in the half court. Boy, a lot of opportunities there with Tyree Hunter gone. Or is it to go to Duke and you're going to play for a program that's going to be, you know, top 10 in the country, maybe top 5, but you're going to play against them every day in practice. You got some top 50 dudes, 5 stars behind their name that you're going against. It's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out.
The other thing, too, and I know you can speak to this, Coach Lehman, with some of your connections, your friends in the business of basketball, whatever, you know, level we're talking about here, is that 6, 7, 8 years ago, talking about going to play in the G League, when you have the option to transfer to a Power 5 school for another year of eligibility that you have, that would have been a no-brainer. But the G League is not a bunch of 27 to 35-year-olds like it used to be. You know, you're seeing Jordan Poole, who's been one of the biggest stories in NBA basketball with the Golden State Warriors this year, who was a second-team all-G League guy last year before just bursting onto the scene this year with the Warriors, starting to see what the NBA was looking for all along, you know, over a decade ago, with the G League genuinely turning into a minor league system.
Yeah, great point, Cole, because, you know, I was, you know, close with Nick Nurse when he was with the Iowa Energy, and at that time, that was the goal, to have every NBA team have a G League club with them, associated just with them, much like you see in Major League Baseball, Chicago Cubs, Iowa Cubs, because when it was Nick was with the Iowa Energy, he had like 4 parent clubs. Now, I remember meeting Steve Kerr at his draft day when Kerr was the GM of the Phoenix Suns. They were one of the parent clubs of the Iowa Energy at the time. And then here, after they switch again. So you make a good point. There's great continuity there. And let me ask you this. Where was Poole? Was he a second-round draft pick?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
You know, and I think I mentioned this before. The Final Four in Minneapolis in 2019, when Tony Bennett, Virginia, won it, I went to a number of seminars that the NCAA put on, and one of them was really interesting about the amount of games that you play if you're a second-round pick. It's pretty rare. There are some pools of the world and Monte Morris's that make it, but most of those second-round guys have really short NBA careers. And their point was, at that time, before NIL, transfer portal, stay in school if you're going to be a second-round pick, because you're going to be stuck in the G League or going to go overseas. But, boy, our world has certainly changed a lot since 2019, just in the last 3 years.
No doubt. About 90 seconds left here. Kevin Lehman, college basketball television analyst, our guest right now. Chris Murray, there's been a lot of second-round grades on him. I would imagine if he wants to stay pro, it's probably getting that two-way contract, so you know that you're going to play at the NBA level a little bit. But if he comes back, I mean, it just seems like it's right there on a platter to take the role that his brother Keegan had last year and absolutely flourished in. What do you see with this one here, Coach, with Chris Murray?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. He comes back. I want to see what he can do playing 30, 32 minutes a game for the Hawkeyes. What kind of numbers can he put up? He'll be the go-to guy like his brother was. What's that going to do his draft stock? But again, this is a guy that went to prep school. What are their ages of the Murray twins? Those guys are probably 21, 22. You talk to the NBA scouts, I know a number of them. Boy, when you get, like I mentioned earlier, you get a certain age, they start looking like you're a gray hair.
Yeah.
So it works against you at some point. So that's, you know, Chris Murray has to weigh that. But I think if he comes back to Iowa, he's going to, you know, he's going to be like Johnny Davis. He's going to be like Keegan Murray. He's going to burst on the scene, and he'll be much talked about player, not only Big Ten, but nationally last year, because I think he's not far behind what his brother did.
Well, we got a little over 24 hours until we're going to learn. Coach, from what I understand, A.J. will make his decision tomorrow night, and from what David Eichold had to say in the last segment, it sounds like Chris Murray's going to do the same thing, too. So make sure you holster that widely followed Twitter account of yours after six tomorrow night.
Let me say this, Cole. As you know, what's better than being in college? I'd stay in college for 8 years if I could do it over again. Why are these dudes trying to go to work full-time?
Especially if I'm not only getting it paid for and I'm getting some money on top. I'm going back to college, baby.
No question. I don't know. They're going to look back and say, why didn't I stay in school?
Oh, Coach, I got to run. Great stuff. Good to catch up.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Aaron Donald did not do too much to clear up retirement rumors during an interview on the I Am Athlete podcast. The Rams All-Pro says he wants to win another Super Bowl, but if talks on a new contract don't work out, he's willing to walk away from the game, adding, quote, I don't need football to be fine. I'm at peace. Antonio Brown also seems to be at peace without football. The former Bucs wideout was asked this weekend if he planned to suit up in 2022. AB replied, quote, don't play yourself looking for me to play. And the NFL world is in mourning after Cardinals cornerback Jeff Gladney was killed in a traffic accident Monday in Dallas. Gladney was a first-round pick of the Vikings in 2020 and signed with Arizona in March. In a statement, the Cardinals said, quote, we are devastated to learn of Jeff Gladney's passing. Our hearts go out to all those who are mourning this tremendous loss. Jeff Gladney was just 25 years old. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Boston Celtics have had an incredible season. 5 months ago, they were 11th in the East. On Sunday, Boston defeated Miami in Game 7 for a trip to the NBA Finals. Boston is still a young team. Their two best players are 25 or younger. That'll make it a little tougher for the Celtics to match Golden State's experience. The Warriors have now made the finals in 6 of the last 8 years. The Celtics have overcome a lot this year. Boston fought its way out of a sub-500 record, embarrassed the preseason title favorites in the Brooklyn Nets in round 1, came out on top in back-to-back Game 7s this postseason. A trip to the finals is nothing new for the Warriors, but for a team with no finals experience, Boston is as battle-tested as it can get. When you consider the team's unprecedented hot streak, star power, and defensive versatility, the Celtics' lack of finals experience may not be as big of an issue as people think. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person. You know, a human being who's actually understanding your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and has a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. It's live customer service. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Rising home values mean that you could have more home equity than you might imagine. And if you're considering a refi, an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot could save you thousands. Ask about their smart term loans, cash out, and over 300 loan options to find just the right mortgage loan for you. Call now, 866-888-LOAN, or go to loandepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
You are listening to the one-stop shop for local and statewide sports talk. Cole and Company with Colbert. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday.
Got to thank David Eichel of HawkeyeInsider.com and the coach, college basketball TV analyst Kevin Lehman, for their contributions today. Hey, your last chance here. The keyword is Cubs. Go to the website, 1650thefan.com. You'll see the National Break Center post to win free breaks. Different keyword each day the rest of this week. You'll only get it here on Cole & Company. Today's keyword is Cubs. Click on the post, scroll down to the form, enter the keyword Cubs. You'll be entered for a chance to win free breaks for your car, truck, or SUV. Cubs baseball coming up at 6:30. Back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.